So this is going to be kind of deep. I don't know if I'll finish it in one message. I doubt it. 10 minutes is not long enough. It'll probably take me 5 messages if I keep continuing down this path. But I'm seeing that the scientists and anybody who's trying to understand the reality without the scripture goes into witchcraft. Scientists, mathematicians, physicists, everybody, they all go into witchcraft. Even, what's his name? Tesla, is that his name? He started talking to demons and stuff, you know, hearing demons and stuff. So anybody who tries to create their own reality goes into sorcery and witchcraft. If you listen to Donald Hoffman long enough, he says, well, this is like a headset. We're not really in base reality, which we know that. Because the unseen is the spiritual. The natural realm points to the spiritual realm. So there's a lot of people who do well in the 3D because they're in the reproduction process. And why I say that is because God said, be fruitful and multiply. In the New Testament, he says, I'll make you fishers of men. So it's all about birthing in new creatures, either in the natural or the spiritual. The earth plane is a copy machine, birthing in copies. It's all about making copies of Jesus. In Adam and Eve, man fell down into time, the cycle of time, the birthing cycle. God knew it would happen. That's why it was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. If you want to solve all mysteries, go back to the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. I have to give credit to, I gotta get gas. I'm gonna run out of gas, bro. If I don't get gas right now. That's the way it works. I thought I had it going on. I thought I had it going on, but I'm gonna have to put this on pause. I don't even want to go to this gas station. I hate this place, but I'm on E. The sad part about these Chevrolets, they don't even tell you if you're 5 miles, 10 miles, or what. It's just, once it hits 30 miles, it just shuts it off. So I'm gonna put this on pause, play it, scroll it back, remind myself the train of thought that I was in. That's a crying shame. That's what I'm talking about. The 3D experience, it's almost like reproduction. It's trying to keep you from seeing the spiritual side. Adam and Eve dropped us down into sin. And so this 3D repeat is trying to keep you. It's all these distractions to try to keep you from seeing the whole truth. And that's part of the message. And I got this slowpoke in front of me. Trying to get me upset about something stupid. Even these corporations go into witchcraft. Not all of them, but most of them. They go into sorcery and witchcraft. Think about it, forecasting. The word forecasting, which, you know, it works to a degree because you know the cycles. So the forecasting is what? Predicting the future. I mean, that's what all businesses do. They forecast next year's sales and expenses and this, that, and the other. The whole system turned into witchcraft because it's trying to forecast, which, you know, you can forecast a lot of stuff because it's all cycles. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. But there's always going to be stuff that you don't expect. But it's always happened before. It might be daily cycles, weekly cycles, monthly cycles, yearly cycles, decade cycles, 100-year cycles. It all repeats. And the reason it has to repeat in a cycle is because that's the birthing. If a woman goes to the doctor says, okay, in 9 months, you're going to have a baby. And we're going to check this and forecast it. and see what day you probably gonna have that baby, because they can tell. There's always birthing pains, and when the birthing pains get closer and closer, you know that the birthing's getting ready to happen, right? And so the birthing pains happen so much that if you ignore them, you will be an ignoramus. You can always see when somebody's getting ready to quit the job because they call in sick more. They don't show up on time or something like that. You always know when somebody's getting ready to leave. You can tell by the cycles, the birthing. So there is some forecasting that you can do that might not be witchcraft, but people turn it into witchcraft. It's just a repeat. And so when they get good at the forecasting, then they think they're gods, you know, and then God has to show up on the scene and show them, hey, you're not, I'm God. Just because you can see the cycles don't mean that you can be God. Just because the farmer plants the watermelon seed and he knows the watermelon's coming up, but God can shake his world up and cause a drought or something, you know. God has to remind you that you're not God. And so I can understand where the witches and the New Age and the prognosticators and all, they end up thinking they're God. I can understand where Donald Hoffman thinks he's God and the scientists think they're God. Because without Jesus, without being born again, you're going to go that route. Because the devil is trying to make you think that all there is the 3D experience. And you can eat the right food, the right nutrients, you can follow a certain pattern, a program, exercise, sleep, drink water, and you can stay healthy and lift weights and this, that, and the other, and you think you got it going on, but God always shakes up the apple cart so that you realize, oh, there's somebody higher that I need. God will let you think for a long time that you got it going on, but then you have to cry out to God when you need him, you know. And then you forget that you need God, and you try to do it again, and then it has to go through another cycle, and then you cry out to God again because you need him. Just like Israel, they were doing good, then they got in trouble, they cry out to God. You do good, then you cry out to God. Do good, cry out to God. Do good, bad things happen, cry out to God. That's the cycle too. You see that in Israel. In the Old Testament, you see it in your life. You see it in people. You see it in jobs. You see it on a regular basis. None of this is really what I wanted to primarily talk about. It's just an offshoot of what I wanted to talk about. And what I really want to talk about is, unless God reveals to you that it's all about Jesus, it's all from him, through him, and to him, people can say source all they want. They can say higher consciousness. They can say the higher self. They can say Christ conscious. But it's all about Jesus. They're afraid to say the name Jesus because Jesus is what it's all about. And they don't want to give all glory to God and to Jesus. They want to take glory for themselves. Because of pride. And so when mankind fell into sin, he went down into the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so that pride, it's hard to admit that you're a sinner and that you know nothing, no matter how educated you think you are or how Luciferian, witchcraft wise that you think you are, you really don't know anything compared to God. You might can do some spells and do some, you might be able to put some menstrual blood in some food and try to create a love spell and all that, but I don't, they say it works. I don't know. I've talked to some born again, I talked to a few born again people who used to do that stuff before they got saved, and they said it worked, but I don't think it works. I don't believe in that stuff. It might work for an unsaved person. But these illusions that are created by mankind, witches, warlocks, prognosticators, forecasters, these illusions that they create fall apart. Eventually, they all fall apart. All the illusions fall apart. WandaVision, her bubble bursted. She created this illusion of this nice orchard. Doctor Strange went down there and he talked to her, and she revealed what she was. The illusion dropped and was rotten fruit, rotten apples. It was rotten to the core, and it goes back to the heart. So the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? So the heart creates these illusions. You believe your own lies. Other people try to get you to believe a lie, a fake reality. And that's why they want you to rush and run and do something now, because they want you to believe that reality that's not, it's fake. Take this job. Do it now. Anytime you go on an interview and they hire you right there on the spot, and there's high turnover, there's a reason there's high turnover. Sometimes you need those kind of jobs, and then when you finally heal from those kind of jobs, there was this guy speeding. Oh, it might be a wreck. Some dude was speeding, and a policeman was chasing him down. I hope he catches him, because that guy was doing about 90 miles an hour. I saw the car. It was a black car. I hope he catches that dude, because I see him all the time. And he's kind of dumb not to think that somebody's not going to call in and say, this guy goes down the highway doing 90 all the time. He's dumb not to think that he's following a pattern. See, this is what I'm saying. Everything follows a pattern. And so you can actually be a forecaster because everything follows a pattern, but you still need God. It's only by God's ability that you can forecast. And so the devil system, you're outside of time. You're outside of this devil befallen. If you're in Jesus, you're outside of time. So you're outside of this befalling system, and we got some crazy traffic going on by these bus drivers. Crazy. Anyway, you're outside of time in Jesus. And so, yeah, you can be a forecaster, but if you're saved and you're in Christ, you're not gonna say, oh, I'm God, I'm a master forecaster. No, you're gonna say, thank God, thank Jesus for showing me the truth. And that's why you can see, when you read Proverbs, you can see Jezebel, you can see Delilah, you can see the con artist, you can see the scorner, you can see the thief, you can see the master manipulator. 1313 Mockingbird Lane. And so when God reveals to you the code that's hidden in plain view, you can even see deeper. You use the Bible. You use Revelation. You use the history. Charles Stanley said, everything you face off, there's a story somewhere in Scripture that deals with that. So no matter what you face off with, there's already a story that's been told that's already happened that you're going to face off with. So when let's say you're married and your wife cheats. Kick her to the curb. She ain't going to change her character. It's all about her character. People's character shine through. The patterns don't just start today. They started a long time ago. And the patterns are not going to just stop today. They're going to keep going. They're not just going to go cold turkey. They're going to have to work on their character. And most people don't really look, usually somebody who's cheating like that, they don't look at their own character. They're pointing their finger at everybody else and blaming everybody else. They can't see their sin, because if they could see their sin, they wouldn't have done it to begin with. Period. My point is, this whole reality that you're in, is showing you that the patterns point back to the Pa. The reason it's called a pattern is because Pa. P-A is the Pa. The seed is in the man, right? The female has the matrix, the birthing part. But the seed comes from the man. The man's the pattern. That's why women follow men. Even the Jezebel says, I'm not going to follow no man. The fact that she says that tells you she don't even know what reality is. She's going to follow even if she don't want to follow. It's really sad. I really didn't get to my final conclusion. It'll take about five videos, but that's enough.